It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.995 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. By the way, the morning show beginning today is brought to you in part by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible Millway. They've got three locations in our area, one in Arkansas Boulevard on Texarkana, Arkansas, one out on Highway 67, that is West 7th Street in Wake Village, and the other in Ashdown. So Check them out, and you'll be glad you did. Our guest from the community, our friend from the community today is Trinity from the Domestic Violence Inc. Prevention, you know, Domestic Violence Prevention, right?
Yes.
Did I get it right? I get in a hurry when I start talking and I get my words turned
You're
around.
Fine.
But we've missed you. It's been...
Yes.
Anna says it's been February.
Yes.
Since we last saw you. And you're one of our favorite guests, so it's good to have you back.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Yeah, if I turned your microphone on, we might be able to hear you. Say that again.
I said, I missed you guys.
We missed you, too. But it is good to have you back in. And, of course, we all know that COVID-19 has caused all kinds of issues. But you guys, you know, it's something that you have to do. You have to go on through it because the issues that you address don't stop because COVID concerns happen.
Correct.
It just makes it a little more difficult. But how is that affected you guys as far as meeting the general public, helping them out?
With the coronavirus going on, we've had to take extra safety precautions to make sure we and our clients are safe. We did have to close our resale stores, which costed us about $6,000 profit from that. So, I mean, that goes directly to us to help serve our clients. Our advocates, you know, they're having to make adjustments in their offices, seeing people in different ways, keeping 6 feet distance and stuff like that. We're also closed to the general public, but we're still taking in clients as needed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're also not taking any used donations. We're only being allowed to take new donations at this time. So just been a lot of different changes in our fundraisers. Usually our raffle fundraiser, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, right?
Right.
We had to postpone that by about a month and a half. So we only have a month to actually raise funds for that.
And you had to cancel the run, the teal run.
The teal trot run, yep. Right when Corona hit, we were about a week away, and we had to cancel our teal trot run. So it's been an adjustment.
I'm glad you're still doing what you're doing.
I mean, yeah, it's made it more difficult for them, but they've plowed right on through.
Found solutions.
To help people, because like I said, the issues that people come in for never seem to go away, and certainly COVID's not going to make it go away.
No.
You've got some numbers as far as how it's actually been going over the summertime?
Yeah, so a lot of questions we've been getting asked is are we having an increase in numbers? And usually in previous months, we have about 141 clients that we see every month. Usually in the summertime, we do have an increase in numbers in general, but like I said, 141, now we have 301.
Ooh,
wow.
That went up quite a bit.
Yeah, big
increase. I'm glad people reached out, though, instead of just suffering.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, with the COVID thing, it's kind of like people, they're encouraging you to stay home,
right,
and you can't get out and go do some of the things you've been doing, and so people have to be closer together, and sometimes, unfortunately, when they have to be closer together, and if somebody is not acting right and is abusive, that's just going to make it that much worse. So it's hopefully that issue will go away soon as far as people getting out and about. 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. The morning show, John, Anna, and friends. It was so lonely yesterday. Anna was off because her birthday was on Sunday.
Right.
And so I didn't have Anna. I didn't have a friend from the community. It was just me in here.
You did such a great job.
I know. But today, we got Anna back, and we got one of our best friends from the community,
yes,
Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention Inc. here in Texarkana, and we haven't seen her since February, so it's like long lost buddies getting back together. But glad to have you back in, and I know you were talking a little bit about how important September is and what you guys got going on as far as a fundraiser is concerned. Talk about that.
Right. So we are so grateful that we were able to put on our raffle ticket fundraiser. With everything going on with COVID, we've had to just really stretch and just work really hard to get it going. But our sponsors really helped out this year, the Bobby Arnold Atkinson Foundation and Twice as Nice Dental. They really came through this year to help us out. So
great.
Thank you guys.
What are some of the things they can possibly win?
Yes. So for our fundraiser, our biggest prize, instead of a four-wheeler, we have a Coleman go-kart.
That's going to be so much fun.
That's so neat.
Yes. And it's for adults, too. So it's not just for
kids.
It's
big enough for adults. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
adults. This is not
though.
A little bitty tiny go-kart that only your six-year-old can get in, right?
Right.
It's full. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That'd be so much fun.
how can they get, if they want to possibly win this?
Yeah,
yeah.
How do you get a ticket?
Yeah, so, how do you get a ticket?
A lot of our fundraising efforts have been pushed to online. So mm-hmm. if you go to our Facebook page, which is Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., that Inc. is very important.
Right.
You can click on the PayPal links that's in all the posts that we're posting and buy your tickets there. We'll put them in our little hopper thing, and then we'll raffle off on September 28th.
Fantastic.
September 28th, which is the last Monday of the month. So basically, you got most of this month to get that done.
Right.
But don't fiddle around and procrastinate and all that and wait too late and get involved, because that would be so much fun to win that. Looking ahead as we get into the holiday season, not that far away now that we're into September, and I know you got very important things you usually do then to raise funds. Are you going to be able to continue ahead with that?
We are going to continue and push through until something tells us we can't.
Good.
So we are planning on having our Santa store this year, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, the Santa store,
that was important to us.
Very, very important last year, and it was kind of one of those things you were pushing to reach your goal, and we don't want you to fall short.
No, so
at all. So
make sure we hit that number again.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to have Trinity back in for sure as we get closer to that time. But any other questions right now, Anna?
What?
You usually have something on your mind.
Well, I asked her about the raffle because I saw that I could win a membership.
She got all excited about that.
I got my answer. What would be your advice to somebody that's not in crisis right now?
That's not in crisis?
There's not crisis. They're not physically in crisis, but they know
there's a problem.
There is a problem.
A problem, but it's not a 911 problem.
It's not a 911, okay, but they know that they're not safe.
So we do have our main office in Texarkana. We have one in Hope in Atlanta. During the week, you can give us a call and just discuss with an advocate what's going on. They can safety plan with you whenever you're ready to leave. They can make sure you're safe on getting out. If you kind of feel like you're in more a little bit immediate danger, if you need a call in the middle of the night or something, you can call our crisis hotline at 903-793-4357, and an advocate can help you safety plan
as
well.
And if they are in an immediate physical danger.
You are in immediate physical danger. Please call 911. They are your first line of defense.
Absolutely. Anytime you're in immediate physical danger, 911
is a sometimes you don't want to bother people. It's like, it was only a little bit. But it's like, no.
No, if you're
not in this case.
Anytime. Don't hesitate. Trinity and Anna about to play Yes or BS. I'm
going
to read a statement, and you're going to decide whether it's true fact or whether some of it's wrong or the whole thing's made up.
Whether
I call it Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
BS. Ooh, this is like history.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I like history.
Okay, good.
I'll follow you.
Maybe. We'll see what the history is.
Al Capone, famous mobster, criminal type guy, was the FBI's first public enemy number one. Al Capone. You think he was...
No, because that's middle history. I think there's got to be somebody before that.
Yeah,
I think?
Say BS.
Well, y'all are correct. I don't know if you got your dates right, but it doesn't matter. John Dillinger.
Okay.
Remember that name, John Dillinger?
He
was FBI's first public enemy number one, and Al Capone came along sometime after that, I guess.
Okay.
All right, let's see. The Nerf division of toy company Parker Brothers stands for non-expanding recreation foam. You know, the old Nerf balls. And
right.
Stuff. Does it stand for non-expanding recreation foam, Nerf?
That sounds right. I'll go with yes.
I'll go with true.
Y'all are so right. Y'all are on it today.
We are. We're trying.
Doing a great job.
Trying hard.
Actor Tom Hanks is a descendant of former U.S. President Abraham Lincoln. That's a history question.
Sounds so weird it could be true.
I'm going to disagree with Anna. I'm going to say BS.
Well, unfortunately, Anna's correct.
Oh.
As we pull for Trinity here to win, let's see if we can. Vacuum cleaners.
Yes.
Vacuum cleaners were once promoted also as hair dryers.
Yeah, I saw it on a weird show one time. I'm going to go with yes.
You better go along with that.
Okay, I'm not old enough to see it on weird shows,
yeah.
So I'm going to go with yes.
There you go. It is actually true. By attaching the hose to the exhaust, they did use...
blow it the other way, so like you got all that dirt in your hair.
Wow. A bear was the first living creature ever ejected from a supersonic aircraft. A bear.
I'd probably say BS. There's a lot of other animals that aren't as violent or big.
I'm gonna go Trinity. That just seems like a really large mass.
It does seem like that would be a
Why
bad
would we not
choice.
A smaller.
It must have been a little bear because they said yes. In 1962, it was parachuted from 35,000 feet to a safe landing on Earth.
Oh. Wow. That could have gone so wrong.
All right, a couple of more here. Right. In 1906, this is more history for you. In 1906, the famous Model T Ford automobile sold for $500. Is that yes or BS?
For back then.
1906.
I'm going to go with that's a lot of money, BS.
BS.
I was gonna turn around and try to help Trinity.
Oh, apparently, the answer because is
yes. Not fast enough, John.
Yeah, I'm not fast enough. Yes, it's over $500. The stock symbol for Anheuser-Busch is BUD, as in Bud. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to go yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be right. Okay, the final one. The final. No, two more.
Okay, I can do it.
About 8 ounces of salt is contained in a gallon of seawater. 8 ounces of salt contained in a gallon of seawater.
That's
is that
only
yes?
one cup. No.
Oh, it's 8 ounces. Yeah.
Yeah, 8 ounces equals a cup.
Well, the water is pretty salty, so yeah. Makes sense.
I think it'd be more to make it more salty, because it's only a
true.
Cup.
True.
It's very salty. It's like a pound.
Wow.
And this will be the last one, I promise. Five. Five members of the Village People. Remember, YMCA. Five members of the Village People had mustaches. Is that yes or BS?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Well, that's why it's
back in the day
one.
Then. Let's go with yes.
Yes.
Y'all guessed right. Yes, five out of the six.
Which one had the not? That's the research. Google it. Let us know.
I don't remember. But y'all did quite well.
Yay!
On Yes or BS. Congratulations. Once again, Trinity, talk real quickly about what you got going in September and how people can get involved.
Yes, so we're hosting our raffle fundraiser. We have three prizes. It's our Coleman go-kart, which is the biggest one, a Pit Boss pellet grill, and a one-year gym membership to the Sportsplex. Go to our Facebook page.
Sounds good.
Click on our PayPal link, and you can buy your tickets there, or follow us on our Facebook, which is Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., and figure out where we're selling tickets at, and you can buy your tickets there.
All right, the drawing is going to be on the 28th, which is the final Monday of the month. So basically, you got most of the month to do that, but don't wait till the last second.
Yeah, let's
and what's that phone
boss.
Number in case people need intervention and help?
Yes.
Yes, our crisis hotline is 903-793-4357.
All right. Well, Trinity, thanks so much for coming in. Don't be such a stranger and come back more often. And we'll see you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.